Welcome back to the Christopher Scott Show. It's Monday. We made a couple of little changes you may have noticed. I know, changes, changes, changes. If you're watching on the video, you're saying, man, this is a big change. And if you're listening, you say, wait a minute, what happened to that intro we've been listening to for about 1,000 episodes now? That's a fact. So I'll tell you what's going on in a second. But let's talk about this Fannie Willis story. When did it come out? Friday? I don't know. I've got a life, believe it or not. I don't have time to sit around and keep track of Fannie Willis, if you know what I mean. The bigger point in all that is I saw all this coming. How could you not see this coming? Let me ask you this. What was the outcome that you did expect? Did you expect that they were going to throw the whole thing? Oh, sorry, Trump wins. Game over. We're done. No. How do the bookies win? How does the NFL win at the same time? You got to keep the game going, my friend. Overtime, everybody wins. That's more ad reels, more liquor sales. Everybody wins in overtime. You see what I'm saying? Especially if the point spread is kept close. And even if it isn't close, as in politics, you make it look like it is close. Trump with a 2-point lead. This week, it's Biden with a 2-point lead. And you know what the result of all that is? I get it, too. They're dialing their little fingers to the bone doing what? Raising money. Could you help us out? It's bad times. If Joe Biden wins, we're all going to die. Could be true, really. It will be pretty catastrophic. I would tend to agree. I just want you to understand the rules of the game. How does it all relate to the Fannie Willis situation? As I said, what different outcome did you expect? I haven't even really listened to what the whole pundit commenting. I don't even know what these things mean, really. It's not like there's a pundit channel you go listen to. So, what's the story on it? Everybody's talking about it, I'm sure. What are they saying? They're doing the play-by-play? This with the Fannie and this with the Fannie and the judge and the appointments and the I'm sure that CNN and MSNBC are going through 15 million ways that Trump's a liar and evil. And, Fannie's the victim in all this on some station. I can promise you that. Anyway, we'll get into that a little bit more, believe it or not. I don't want to do a play by play, but I think it's important to step back and look at what's going on in this political environment, the way our country's being run in simple terms. Why do we continue to not only allow this to go on, but we end up getting sucked in to support it? You watch all this mayhem, you say, I care about my country. They prey on that. Do you really? Do you care enough to send $100? Now look at all the money being thrown around. Crazy. And don't think that all the politicians are getting rich. I was looking at this guy in Pennsylvania. I forget the name of it. Somebody sent me some information. I said, this guy's no Republican. I'm looking into it. I don't know that I want to get too roped into that. I may. It's here in Pennsylvania. But some of these offices are bought for incredibly low prices, like nothing. They're selling their, even look at Biden. Look at the damage that he's done to our country. Taking money from the Chinese. Now, you say, well, look at the money that Trump's taken. I think it's true. I think the influence is there, and I think it's a problem. The difference is I think that Trump is picking a side that's more supportive of what some of us think. That's all. But in terms of how the game's being played, there's a big difference. Trump never took a salary. Trump has given back a huge amount. What's going on with his campaign? I see them out peddling for small-time donations now, too. Crazy times to me. I want to talk more about all that. Let me step back a second. I was trying to give you the lineup, and I got sucked into the Fannie Schmanny story. I want to talk to you about some of the changes to the show. Appreciate your feedback. I got to tell you, I'm shocked at the response. The show is really doing well. I think it's going to continue to do well. I really do. I think we got a good shtick. I want to talk to you about that shtick, if you will. Some of you have been with me a long time, and I value your opinion on things like this a lot. The other big story that I'm hoping to get into, we have time. Yeah, we're doing all right, 5 minutes in. The other big story that I want to talk about is this issue with the realtors. I don't know if anybody's catching this, or anybody's really following along with it, but it is a big deal, this change with real estate agents. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. I got a kind of an intimate knowledge on all that, so I'll be able to give you that. And that's kind of the lineup. And I think it's going to be an exciting show here for sure, so stay tuned.
What's going on with the changes to the show, you say?
Well, I think the show always needs to evolve. When, you know, if you're going to stay, what, you want me to stay in 1960s? Make me just think of something. I don't know if I'll be able to tell this story and make it funny, but believe me when I tell you it was funny. Don't you hate when people, this is a really funny story. You're going to think it's funny. So when I was doing stand-up comedy, it's going to make me laugh saying it, which I hate to do because it kind of ruins it, but I'll do my best here. I was doing stand-up comedy and I wanted to rehearse a little bit, and it's really hard if you don't have a crowd. If you don't have the energy of the crowd, there's a dynamic there, which is why I'm so excited about the launch of my book tour. I've done some speaking, as you know, won some contest speaking, whatever the value of that is, right at about zero directly, but indirectly it has a value. But I'm so looking forward to it because, you know, the podcast has a certain energy and it's great. I love it. The live radio has a certain energy and it's different and I love it. And the live audience is another whole thing put together. And one of the big transformative things I'll tell you that happened recently is that I never did interviews on this podcast, right? It was 6 years, going on 7 years, 1,600 plus podcasts have been virtually entirely monologues. Had a couple of guests on here and there, but it's been a monologue for all intent and purposes. As a result of that, I never really learned how to interview. I start the radio show and I want to do interviews with veterans. Well, this is a problem because I don't know how to interview. I'm like, you ask a couple of questions. What does make a great interview? Do you even know? I didn't know. I had no idea. Of course, I, you know, went to the great oracle of Google and AI and trumped up a bunch of ideas there, but didn't really net anything valuable to me. Have my first two guests on the new radio show, Project Chaos, and luckily they were friendly. They were guys from the unit. They did a great job, but I didn't feel that I did a good job at all. In fact, I was really, really struggling with it. And I actually took a step back and I put that on pause. Like, can you imagine we launch a new radio show under the premise of great interviews and I pause the interviews? Wow. And there were some other problems. It wasn't just the interview itself. It was how do we integrate it into the show? Well, thanks to the grace of God, and I really do mean that. I don't know if you're spiritual or not. I am. I do believe that God at times intervenes in our lives, maybe always. I don't know. I don't know all these answers. It doesn't really matter. But there's times in my life where I say I feel like there was the influence of God on things. Sometimes it's not always real pleasant. Right? But sometimes I say, what is God speaking to me here? And same with this interview. I get this opportunity to interview with the station out in Buffalo. And I told this story before, but just to tell you quickly again, I go on, I have my outline ready to go. And this is what I do, you know, and I know how to talk. I know how to give a presentation. And the guy gets started, he says, let me tell you how we're going to run this. Oh, boy. Not really. I wasn't upset or anything like that because I've got so much experience doing different things that I really don't mind being flexible on my feet behind a microphone. It's not an issue. Okay, I'm along for the ride, bro. You think you're going to do better than me was kind of my thought. And I didn't mean that to be cocky or arrogant. I just thought, hey, well, let's see if I can learn something here. Well, boy, did I. Boy, did I learn how to do an interview. The gift that that guy gave me, I cannot begin to tell you. It was life-changing. And I'm not going to get into all the details, but it was such a huge, huge solid that this guy did for me. And, you know, I'm left brain Neanderthal thinking kind of guy. And when somebody unlocks a secret for me, sometimes it can be absolutely incredible. It really can. And that, you know, the show's just, I think it's helped evolve everything really. And we'll see how all that integrates with this show. But anyways, a funny little story. I started to skim over the story I started with. I go into stand-up comedy. I'm trying to get some practice time and rehearsal time. It's very hard. We don't have the dynamic of the audience. And we decided that I'm going to have my son have a laptop computer. We had canned applause and laughter.
And so it would be like a, you know, A, B, C, D. So if he liked the joke, he would hit A, right? I mean, this whole system. And we tested a little bit. It was good. So he's about in middle school about the time this is going on. And I go out there. I got this microphone stand set up. And I started to say about not making changes being back in the 60s, what made me thought about this bit. And I open up with this bit, and then I tangled up with the microphone. I'm saying, Jesus, what is this? What are we back in 1970 here? Well, anyway, the funny part was, not even the stupid joke, but my son was putting in completely inappropriate laughter at the wrong times. And it was hilarious. It was, he made it funny. I have the tapes. Unfortunately, some of the content isn't really the best for the current state of things, but we had a really good time. Anyway, you know, so there's changes to the show, and I think we always need to be making changes. These just need to be a continuing process, and I think that's healthy. It really is to keep the content fresh, the show fresh. So here we are. Some things work, some things don't work. I'll tell you another funny story in that regard. I was looking back, and after the election, I got so disgruntled. Some of you remember this. That I was planning to stop the Christopher Scott Show at all. I wanted to do Rugged Survivor. I was going to completely switch gears. I had the book written. I still do. I had the material set up. I had an idea for it. Interestingly enough, it's an idea that I'm considering putting out there again as a separate podcast, though. We'll see. I'm already doing two channels right now. Do I want to go into a third kind of thing? I think that's asking a lot, but it's a lot of changes, and there's a lot more here that I want to talk to you. It's really fascinating what we're doing, I think, on many levels. It really is. So let me see if I can tell this story in some kind of a understandable way. And it's the land of the free, home of the brave story, I'll call it, just because it helps me tell the story better. I put this branding on the intro today. You're not hearing it, but if you're watching the video, you saw Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, the Christopher Scott Show. And, you know, the show needs a tagline. I guess it doesn't need to. I don't have one for Project Chaos. Now I think, oh, Project Chaos, the tagline is Live Mondays at 4, which is purposely cryptic. Maybe I am wrong about that. Maybe I need to change that. What is Project Chaos in two or three words? But what I got myself off track there. That's me thinking aloud, in case you're wondering what was going on there. I have this tagline for the Christopher Scott Show, Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, and I didn't set out to create a new tagline. And we didn't really have a good tagline. We go on the website and it says, you know, Christopher Scott, the common sense conservative. Ugh, boring, outdated, overused, and what does it even mean? Everybody's saying they have common sense. So I was creating this imagery, is the story, for social media posts. And as I was doing that, I wanted to, you know, put some kind of a text on there, that, you know, tell people, you know, what is this? And that's why I said Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, the Christopher Scott Show. Does that capture what we're doing here? I think it captures a lot better than common sense conservative. I didn't really want the conservative label, to be honest with you, for a lot of reasons I don't need to get into right now. I don't want any labels. I want the label to be Chris. So, but I thought, you know, there needs to be something, I think, to capture the video. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I was going to put some text in there talking about common sense or me talking as an intro, but I decided for the audio as a result of all that. The video says Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. I'm thinking about changing the show name from the Christopher Scott Show radio talk show podcast to Land of the Free, Home of the Brave with Christopher Scott. I don't know. I have to think about that. I don't know about the name change. Interesting idea. You know, the Christopher Scott Show talk radio podcast pretty well explains what we do, right? Talk radio podcast. Change it to Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, because we talk about a lot more than that. But I thought it captured the essence of what we do. So as I'm thinking out loud, I don't know if I want to change the name, but that's kind of what we captured on the intro to the video. And I went with just a sound briefer intro than we had in the past. And I bring this all up to say I tried changing the audio intro in the past before, and the response was people liked that 30-second intro. Well, I think times have changed. I think it's time for a change. Let me know what you think. My email address is chris@info@. I don't have a chris@info. Chris, info@christopherscottshow.com. You can email me there, leave me a message on the website. So let me give you a little update on some of the things I'm going to be doing, too. That was kind of the tagline thing. I didn't mean to go so deep into that. But let me know what you think of the whole idea. And if you get a chance to check out the video on Rumble, that'd be great, too. The link for the video, well, I'll put it directly in the description for this show. And the way the podcast player likes is a website link, and you click on that. And some of those I was linking back to Rumble. But I'll put it right in the podcast description. If you would go check out the Rumble video, even just watch the intro a second. I made some changes to how we're recording these, went back and listened to the audio, trying to make changes. So, let me know what you think of all of it. And I'm going to be updating the website. I'm excited to talk about that. I think I'm going to go back on Twitter. You know, I have the account after the whole shadow ban 2020 or whatever, it's been done. And, of course, people are, oh, I saw you said never again with the social media. I'm not happy about it. I'm really not. And everybody wants your phone number and an app. And I'll tell you what I'm thinking about doing with that. Two phones. I don't want to get into that right now. It's not appropriate to, but I think that's the direction it's going. They're using the phone as an ID, and they're tracking you everywhere. And if you don't want that to happen, you get a burner phone that you just leave at home for they can track it right there or leave it wherever you want them to think you are, right? You could do a variety of things with it. And it gives a lot, lose the ability. And then you get just a cell phone that's purely for mobile calls and whatnot. Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. And I'm not the expert on burner phones and all that, but that's probably the direction I'm going. Lots of changes. I didn't mean to go on so long. Let me know what you think if you're a fan of the show. If you're new to the show, you like what you hear, please sign up for the email list at ChristopherScottShow.com. I want to build that email list up. I don't spam, but there's going to be a lot of great stuff coming. You're going to make sure you get it, bonus content and whatnot. So what's going on with the Fannie Willis story? What's going on with the realtor commissions? That's the big question. The Fannie Willis story, let me just tell you this. In my opinion, that's all this show really is, me giving my opinion at the end of the day. I'll try to point out facts, rare circumstances, interesting information. But at the end of the day, it's an opinion. What do they call that? I don't know. Opinion. Everybody has one. Some of them stink. Not mine. Mine's great. You probably agree, which is why I'm telling you to sign up for my email list. Anyway, where were we? Fannie Willis, my opinion, made for TV politics, not a trial. I don't see any. What kind of legal, let me ask you that. What kind of legal theory have you heard come at us? What kind of great legal analysis? Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sitting there watching CNN, MSNBC. I'm sure they're doing a great job with the play-by-play on this. And maybe that's the problem. I just need to spend more time watching that. But I'm so tied up watching The View that I don't have time for that other stuff. You know what I mean? You're not going to miss a dose of Whoopi and crew. All right, come on. You want to talk about common sense? There it is. All on display every day right there on The View. Why would I watch anything else? I don't know. I hope you sense the sarcasm. I blew the bit. I was going to say sacrifice, but sarcasm was the word. I'm getting a little distracted. These great backgrounds we put in here for the video, they're just absolutely majestic. This is actually enjoyable to watch. Not me, which is why I changed. I'm like, this is ridiculous sitting here looking at me in the studio. I mean, it's a great studio, but it's not that great. I'm like, oh, nothing that exciting here. People have much better studios. There's like a plug visible in the background. I have my earpods out. I'm like, oh, that's nice. It's a real nice studio. It looks like a garage. Typical Marine. Anyway, we cleaned it up at these. I'm getting distracted because look, there's a picnic bench out in the park. It feels like we're outside. Oh, I wanted to tell you about that with the outside. I didn't get into it too far. Should we do that? I'm jumping in and out of order, something I swore I wouldn't do anymore. So I get home Friday and it's a little late. I try to tell you, get outside. Your kids, you, I don't care who you are. You got to get outside more, more, more. And I've been in the studio. It's like being a caged lion, really, for me. Lion! You hear me? You hear me roar? I'm a lion. I've been caged up. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, 4 o'clock, I wasn't actually in the studios. Actually sitting outside, meeting with my younger brother. I had a fantastic time with him, having a little coffee, sitting outside. We met down at this coffee shop about 2 miles away. I rode my electric bike down there. Yeah, I did. drove down there and had a nice time with him. Got home, it was about 4 o'clock. Been riding bikes in the afternoon with my daughter. The weather's been so nice. She said, Dad, I know it's probably too late. Do you think we might be able to go out tonight? I said, it's not too late for me. You ready to go? Uh-huh. And she has this basket on the front of the bike, and we loaded up snacks, and we went out to one of my favorite meditation spots up on this hill. And, just an incredible father-daughter time. I took this panoramic photo of her sitting there looking out over this view. I sent it to my wife. And she's just so doggone cute, man. I'm gonna tear up if I tell the story. I can't tell it, honest to God, without getting a little emotional. This kid, you know, it's just the fact. It's one of the main reasons I got the bike was to be able to spend that time with her. So I am. I'm getting a little emotional. I'm being a big baby. I'm gonna have to stop telling you the story. It's just been such an incredible time with my daughter. I can't tell you of all the things going on right now. She grabbed the book. Victory Over Chaos. And she said, can I have a copy? I said, of course you can. I gave her a copy of each of my three books that are in print. And of course I signed each one, and she's been reading Victory Over Chaos. And it's kind of deep. Some of you have checked it out. If you haven't checked it out, I hope you go to projectchaos.org and go place an order for the book. Buy my book, Victory Over Chaos. It's hard to find on Amazon. I'm not really pushing the Amazon link right now. But anyway, she's been reading, and the reason I bring all this up, it's just been a byproduct of all this that I'm so thankful for, this time with my beautiful young daughter. She's gorgeous. She's just dropped that beautiful, long, golden hair, beautiful, big blue eyes. She's well-spoken, and I'm like, I'm going to be in jail, honestly. Some, you know, all these little... All these little kids running around. I don't want to I've said some disrespectful things in the past. I'm not going to do that today. My wife says, can you please stop talking about killing the boys at the school? I'm joking, of course. I'm not killing anybody. Okay. What are you going to do? She's my daughter, and the world's a tough place, right? Fannie Willis, she's somebody's daughter, too. I'd like to talk to that guy, wouldn't you? I don't know. This all made for TV politics, in my opinion. We don't have a political system. We don't have an election system. We don't have a judicial system, as best I can tell. And it's pretty freaky when you think about it and think about what that means in real terms. Look back through history. If you don't believe what I'm saying, I mean, here's what I base my argument on, and prove me wrong. Why no news of any paid settlements that Trump's paid out? If this was real news, don't you think that the prosecutors up in the up? Now, I know there's deadlines with that. What about the other one, that kooky author? It's all bunk. Let me tell you what I think really happened. My opinion, okay? I have no evidence to support this except looking around at the things that I read and putting together the different pieces. My guess is that they're paying people about 30 grand, whether they're strippers or authors or whatever. It's like the going rate, 30 to 50 grand. It's about the same for a whistleblower. How's that exactly? Well, maybe who would pay the whistleblower? Let's say I have inside information of nefarious contracting practices going on in the federal government. And as a result of that, ABC Corporation is being damaged. Now, I don't think that ABC Corporation is going to pay the whistleblower. I don't think it goes like that. But the lawyer can and does. Boy, the lawyers get away with bloody murder, including making payments for things like the Trump dossier. They don't even use that term anymore. Think about that. But let me stay on point. My take on all this is all made for TV. They go pay. They need a spokesperson. What does it pay? 30 to 50 grand. These people sell out cheap. And that's why you get the people that you do. They're so starved for a couple of bucks. $30,000, really? Huh? You going to pay my travel expenses? Sure we will. Unreal, really. But in the meantime, you don't get any real information about Trump actually paying a dime. Now, they want to make it look like he's squeezed for cash. And maybe he's happy to let it look like that. Because I look at the result, and I say, all of a sudden, Trump's asking for money. Well. And that's something. Poor me, he says. But I haven't seen any evidence that any checks have been written, not one. And not to switch gears here too much, but You look at the January 6th situation, I feel largely the same. I'm like, how are these cases even going through? Maybe it's more profitable for them to stay in jail than not. I don't want to make any allegations in that regard because I don't like what's going on down there. But something doesn't seem right to me. Something doesn't seem right on a variety of fronts. Let's get into this realtor commission situation here a little bit. And let me share this if I can get it formatted right, that I can actually do that. And this is the summary that was sent to me. Powerful Real Estate Trade Group, the National Association of Realtors, they're talking about NAR, National Association of Realtors. Who are they? Well, they run the MLS system that basically has the monopoly on real estate listings. And that's where the problem began, where people said, I don't want to use a realtor. I just want to sell it myself. And it became virtually impossible to do so. And that's where the problems began. A powerful real estate trade group has agreed to do away with policies that for decades set agent commissions, moving to resolve lawsuits that claim the rules have forced people to pay artificially inflated costs to sell their homes. Under the terms of the agreement announced Friday, the National Association of Realtors agreed to pay $418 million to compensate home sellers across the United States. Home sellers behind multiple lawsuits against the National Association of Realtors and several major brokerages agreed that the trade group rules governing homes listed for sale on its affiliated multiple listing services unfairly propped up agent commissions. The rules also incentivized agents representing buyers to avoid showing their clients listings where the seller's broker was offering a lower commission. In other words, if you said, look, I'm only going to pay 4% and we'll disclose that, they'd basically blacklist you. Many of these people were Republicans, by the way, doing their own shadow banning. Nobody talks about that. As part of the settlement, the National Association of Realtors agreed to no longer require a broker to advertise a home for sale on the MLS. Good. To offer any upfront compensation to a buyer's agent. Good. The rule change leaves it open for individual home sellers to negotiate such offers with a buyer's agent outside the MLS platforms, though the home seller brokers has to disclose any such compensation arrangements. Also good. I want to throw this out there. And I'll circle back to this a second. I saw this meme, and it basically said that we've reached the point of the end of Babylonian capitalism, or something like that. And you look at that and it sounds like something in support of Marxism, right? And I keep saying this with a multitude of different things, that I think that there's a lot of fear-mongering and disinformation, that people are misunderstanding things. This Babylonian capitalism, I really don't even know what that means. Maybe there is something to the term, and I didn't have time to research it. Now, let me just tell you what I see going on in practical terms in the markets right now. It is a revenue share model. And it won't be perfect either. You know, right now, companies on the cutting edge like Twitter, like who else did I just see? Acast that were now using for the podcast. That's the reason that I moved, is the revenue share. When I start hearing the Christopher Scott Show podcast played on my podcast player, and there's a commercial at the end, and I'm not getting any credit for that at all, that's not cool. Not cool at all. I didn't allow it. I didn't ask for it. I have no control over it. I took control over it, and I do want the credit for it. And we're going to probably run those front and back end roles here coming up on the show. I'll let you know when that's coming. And there's some problems with that. I'll get into that at a later date. But my point is this for the purpose of today. That's coming down the road, maybe a couple of weeks. So we'll have time to talk about it. And it'll cause some rifts. Trust me. You know, I get it. We'll talk through it. And I'll tell you why it's so important. But anyway, revenue share. Because look at what I bring to the podcast platform. I bring you, your ears, your time, and my content. Why am I not getting some type of, you know, they're making money on it. Why am I not enjoying the benefits of that? That's the new model. That's what's going on with Twitter. Content creators are getting paid. And that money, so if you look at it like this, instead of all the money going to, you know, Don Lemon at CNN or some of these other, you know, popular fools, I like to say, Now you have this grassroots opportunity from the ground up. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Now, I'll say to you that there will be problems with it. There's definitely people that are going to be through. If you've worked hard, Dan Bongino, for example, I think he's probably feeling threatened by this move, concerned about it. Maybe not threatened is the right word. As he would be, he's worked hard to build his audience. And wait a minute, I don't have this network support anymore at all. What do I do? Yeah, well, that kind of turmoil is problematic in itself. And I'll just say this on the revenue share, I want to get back to this National Association of Realtors. It's great right now because it's new and the commissions are fat. The affiliate commissions just went up. Affiliates used to be, you got paid when there was a sale. That's how that worked. So that's why you hear, ads like, go buy the super duper newly created Spacetron mattress. Aren't you due for a good night's sleep? It comes in a box. You can buy it with Chris, promo code Chris, right? That's why they're telling you that. So they go, hey, we sold, 10,000 of these promo code Chris mattress deals, and every one of those I would get a commission on. I'm not selling mattresses, I can promise you that. Not yet. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. that'll be next week. Hey, isn't it time? I know you've heard all the ads about a good night's sleep. I don't think I could do it. I would lose all integrity and I would be sacrificing all dignity. Hey, I know you guys heard me talk about for years making fun of the mattress commercials, but hey, just listen up a second. I may be in the market for a new mattress topper soon. I'm not making that up. Mattress toppers. Anyway, where was I? Whew, that was a good time. Thanks for the laugh. All right, why are we talking about all this with the National Association of Realtors? Well, if you own real estate, it's definitely going to affect you. I was thinking the other day, what does this mean in terms of selling a home? Is it going to make it easier? Somehow, I guess not, but we'll see what happens. I'm going to say this, though. This is pros and cons to this. I have a lot of close friends that are realtors. I suggest that there's probably some that are listening right now. And if you are, I'd be thrilled to hear from you. I don't know all the ins and outs of this. I actually did an interview with a guy named Glenn, who was in the title industry, who I'm going to be talking to this week, ironically enough, about something else. Guy I did some stand-up comedy with, and I had him on the air to actually talk about this. But I hadn't kept real close track, and I didn't watch the lawsuit and the settlement and all that. But, basically, realtors in this country, as much as they've gotten a bad reputation, I've been a little bit critical at times myself. I've had some, realtor encounters that aren't the best, that's for sure. But in terms of keeping home prices consistent and liquid where you could sell your home, it worked for a long time because basically these hefty commissions, and there's a lot of money in some cases, worked to incentivize basically an army of agents that would go out and sell your property. But it wasn't all good, I agree. And when you begin locked in or you can't make a decision, I can't sell my property without going through the Gestapo over here. That can't stand. And it didn't stand. And so it was time for a change. Lots of changes going on all around us. There's been changes here at the Christopher Scott Show, changes going on around the world. Some are good. Some things remain the same. Some things are bad that we see changing. But look for the good changes. Keep your eyes wide open. And look for the opportunities to do good things. And that's a simple matter of solving a problem as best that I can see it. In the case of the Christopher Scott Show, that problem, as I see it, is to bring content that is real, authentic, and enjoyable to listen to. And I hope I've done that for you today. If I have, please consider signing up for my email list at ChristopherScottShow.com. There's a lot of great things to come, I promise you that. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Sure hope to see you there. In the meantime, make it a great day.